the work of the priest did not begin with the nation of Israel, but during the patriarchal times, the times of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the time of Job, the time of Noah, the priesthood was instituted, whereby the head of each household is called upon to function as a priest, as a mediating priest on behalf of his family. And so we read in the earliest book of the Bible, the book of Job, how that he would awake early in the morning and offer burnt offerings for each of his children, that they may receive the blessings of God, lest any harm may come their way because they were wayward in their actions. Then you would also notice in Genesis chapter 8, the scene just after the global flood, how Noah, after coming out of the ark, built an altar and offered a burnt offering of clean beast to the Lord. Genesis chapter 8, verse 20. And so this mediating priesthood that is done by the head of the family was something that was initiated, right, was in the earlier times. And you see that Abraham, it was recorded in Genesis chapter 12, also built an altar to the Lord as he traveled through Canaan. And he did this praying and interceding for him on behalf of his family. Genesis chapter 12, verses 7 to 8 is an example. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he builded an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. And if you consider the account of Abraham's life, you see that God also instructed him to build an altar and to sacrifice and to bring a sacrifice of his son Isaac. You remember that incident, how Abraham's heart was so heavy because God instructed him to offer his son as a sacrifice, and he trusted God and he did all that was needful. Well, Abraham was that head of the family, and he was to do that mediating task. And if you go on in the book of Genesis, you'll find that Isaac, the son of Abraham, and Jacob, the son of Isaac, were also called upon to be that mediating priest for their family. And then Israel went to Egypt. We know the story. They were a small family of 70 children and grandchildren. And in the 400 years, they became a people, a great multitude of people. And God delivered them out of Egypt, and God brought them to himself so that they would be a peculiar people, or they would be his own possession. And that's what God did, right? They came out of Egypt on eagle's wings. We have studied that before. And it was God's plan that Israel would be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, having direct access to God. And that is what God said concerning Israel, that they are a very special people in the sight of God. And God gave them these privileges, being priests was the privilege that God gave to Israel, that they might draw near to God in worship. And so the head of each family, or the eldest son, would function as priest, offering sacrifices on behalf of the household. And this they did all the way up to Exodus chapter 24, verses 4 and 5, you would see. This was still the instruction from the Lord. Right? And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord and rose early in the morning and built an altar under the hill, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And Exodus 24 verse 5 says, and he sent young men of the children of Israel, which offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen unto the Lord. And so Israel was to be a kingdom of priests, Exodus 19 verse 6. And God gave them the responsibility to demonstrate as a priest his standard of holiness to a world that is sunk low in the depths of sin and debauchery. That was what Job did daily. The Bible says that he was a man who feared God and eschewed evil. He hated evil. He was a man who endeavored to walk in holiness before God. And that is the role of the priest. In order to be a priest, an intercessor, you cannot be in the mud yourself. And Israel was to be that great example. Right? Israel was called by God to mediate God's word and God's work to a world as a light to all the nations. So from a family, God has caused them to grow to be families, many families together. And this family of families, God is going to make them a light to the Gentiles. Not just one family, but a community of families. And so in Exodus or Isaiah chapter 42 verse 6, the Lord said this of Israel, that they are to be a light to shine for God as a nation. So there is that evolution that we are speaking about, when God instituted worship, when the tabernacle was being the pattern for the tabernacle was being given by God. God taught Israel how they are to approach a thrice holy God. And it was God's order for familiar or family worship until Israel became a multitude at the Exodus. And then here in chapter 28 we see how God would institute formal worship, right? When Israel's witness would now expand from that of individual families to a collective witness of families as a nation. So in Exodus chapter 25 to 27, God gave the instruction for the construction of the tabernacle. And here in chapter 28 to 29, God now will show us that Israel will not kill their own sacrifice and offer its blood on the altar, and then would sit in communion with God. But this same concept of the head of the family who functioned as a priest on behalf of the family will be reenacted in the role of a high priest on behalf of the whole nation. And so instead of a small family, that was how Israel was at the beginning, now they have become a nation. God will soon bring them to the promised land. God would give them a land. They have the law, they have a people, and they would become a full-fledged nation. And God would want them to be a witness, a light shining for him. And so you see now that God would choose Aaron and his family to this task of representing Israel before God. The Hebrew word for priest is the word Kohen. You know, there are some Jews today who are who have the surname Kohen, right? That's the word priest. And it means one who officiates. And it comes from the Hebrew verb kun, which means to stand. Right? The priest is someone who would stand before God to minister. And there are two thoughts that we want to think about. In verse 1, God's choice of the priest. And the rest of the verses we have read, verses 2 to 4, 31 to 38, 40 to 43, God's prescribed robe for the high priest. God's choice of the priest. God will call his priest. Then what else? God will also gird him with a garment of righteousness, that he may be the holy representative before God. And it's very interesting that the Apostle Paul, who was a man who studied under or studied the Jewish laws, he was a man who was well learned in the Old Testament laws, would write the book of Ephesians in the epistles in this way to describe the Christian. And he wrote this in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4. He says that according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love. Very interesting. Well, we are first chosen, and then what? And then God is going to do a marvelous work of grace and cleansing in our lives, and then we are to be holy before him. And so the believer is that priest before God. And where did he get that concept from? As I ponder about it, you know, it seemed that, you know, he must be studying, right, God's pattern for worship that God has instituted in the Old Testament. And this is the picture that we see, and this is what we are going to study, and this is the first thought for us: God's choice of the high priest. Exodus chapter 28 verse 1, it says, "And take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother and his sons with him, and from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Itamar, Aaron's sons." Holiness to the Lord was the inscription written on the thin plate of gold that would be placed in the headgear or the headdress of Israel's high priest. How can we approach a thrice holy God except in holiness? And so you see that the entire garment is culminated by that statement, and the entire Christian life is culminated by that statement also. God wants us to be a holy people before him. And that's what Paul wrote here: according as he has chosen in us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. We are to be that clean vessel shining for God, to let the world know the beauty of holiness. And the psalmist rightly said in Psalm 24, "Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully." And so on Mount Sinai, in Exodus 28 verse 1, God appointed, or God told Moses to appoint Aaron and his four sons to serve as priests, to serve the altar in the sanctuary. And verse 41, we move a little bit to the end, it tells us how this Aaron and his sons were anointed and consecrated and sanctified to minister. Verse 41 says, "And thou shalt put them upon Aaron thy brother and his sons with him, and thou shalt anoint them and consecrate them and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And so as we think of God's choice of the high priest, we want to think, did Aaron and his sons deserve this? Certainly not. They are sinners like any of the other tribes in Israel. But God has chosen them to receive His grace to do this work. As we think about this, you know, Paul wrote in Ephesians how we are also chosen by God to be priests before God. We are able to come directly to the throne of grace like the priest of old, and how we are to be that holy vessel. So Aaron was not chosen by the people, nor was he self-appointed, but Aaron and his sons were divinely called by God, and they derived their authority directly from God. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 4 says this, "And no man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron." And so if we are a child of God and God has chosen us to be His children, we need to know who we are, what a privileged status we have, and let us not, you know, go back to the life of sin, but truly live a life that is worthy of the calling that God has given to us. And you remember King Uzziah? He was a man who was struck with leprosy because he intruded into the throne room of God and insisted to offer a sacrifice on behalf of the high priest. He was struck with leprosy and he died a leper. And Isaiah the prophet was a witness to this, because Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1 says, in the year King Uzziah died, right, God appeared to Isaiah in the throne room. He was transported to the throne room of God, and how he recalled the truth that men cannot stand in the sight of a holy God, and how he saw his utter unworthiness to stand before God. And in Isaiah chapter 5, you see how he wore the people of Israel. You know, if you look at Isaiah chapter 5, he wore Israel, the leadership, the drunkards, all the people of Israel with six woes. Right? And in Isaiah chapter 6, he wore himself. Right? After he tells everybody that they are men of unclean lips, then finally he says that I am too a man of unclean lips, living in the midst of a people of unclean lips. And then God sent a seraphim to touch his tongue, as if to, with a coal taken from the altar of God, the altar of sacrifice, in order to cleanse him. And he was made holy in the sight of God, just like us. Right? We were made holy by God, by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. Right? And the Lord tells us the great privilege that we have as His children. John 15 verse 16. Our Lord says, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." We do not deserve it. It is the privilege that God bestows upon us that we can intercede for our brethren on their behalf at the throne of grace. And so this is really a great privilege that God gives to us as His chosen vessels, as believer priest before him. And so God has graciously given us this role. And Hebrews chapter 5 verse 1 says, "For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin." And so that is what the high priest would do, right? He stand before the people, right, as the sacrifices were offered, right? He offered for himself and on behalf of the people, that the sins of the people may be atoned. And then from there, they are able to approach God. Right? This is the first thought that we want to think about. How we have been, or how the God chose Aaron, the high priest, to be the in-between, the mediator for Israel. And then the second thought, God's prescribed robe for the high priest. Verse 2 to 4 describes this garment. Right? "And thou shalt make holy garments for Aaron." And notice the phrase there. The garments were described as holy. And as we think about our own lives too, we put on this righteousness before God, that God has given to us. Right? We are to, it must be a reflection of God. Okay? "The holiness of God. And thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest office. And these are the garments which they shall make: a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, an embroidered coat, a mitre, and a girdle. And they shall make holy garments for Aaron thy brother and his sons, and that he may minister unto me in the priest's office." If you read through this text all the way from chapter verse 2 of Exodus 38 to the end of the chapter, you'll find that there are 7 pieces of clothing that were to be made for the high priest, and he would wear to minister. Right? And I've given you this in our notes. 7 items. And the culmination of these items is the white linen mitre. Right? The headgear that has a golden plate on it, and written on a blue cloth, these words: "Holiness to the Lord." And so the high priest is to be arrayed with this stately garment of his office, and he would then minister in the tabernacle. And we too, as a believer priest of God, who is able to stand before God on behalf of his people in intercessory prayer, how we too must put on this garment of holiness and righteousness before God. How our lives need to reflect that holiness of God. Does it matter how the high priest is dressed when he represents the nation of Israel before God? It matters. That's why the Lord said, in no uncertain terms, verse 2, that these garments are to be holy garments before God. It is to exalt the office of the priest, that indeed it is an office that is characterized by holiness. And you'll find that this is the greatest difference between the Christian and the world. Remember, they are going to en route from the wilderness across the Jordan River into the Promised Land. And who are the people who were in the Promised Land at the time? The Canaanites. They were the most idolatrous, immoral people you can find on planet Earth. And Israel is to be a nation of priests. They are to be different from this, and they are to jot them to the knowledge of a true God. And as you think about it, you look at the way the priest is to look, it must match the function of his ministry. He is to worship God in the beauty of holiness. And that's why you see that the garments of the priesthood, of the priest, were so important, and they were to be made by men. The Lord says in verse 3 of Exodus 28, that is, wise-hearted, men who are filled with the Spirit of God, given the special knowledge and skill to make these special garments. And God would use the next 42 verses to describe in minute detail each item of the clothing. And the capstone, or the end product, is those words that are written. That's the title of our devotion this evening: Holiness to the Lord, written in the mitre. The word mitre means to wrap around or to roll around. So it's basically a piece of cloth that is rolled right into a headgear, okay, that the priest would put on, and engraved on gold, with gold, are these words: Holiness unto the Lord. And it's placed on blue lace. And so you can imagine the beauty of it, how these colors were so matching, right? And these colors were also matches the color of the tabernacle. You know, the tabernacle were made in a certain way, and you see the similarity, and how the priest is going to fulfill that God-given role to be the intercessor, the high priest before God. And truly, as you think about this, we want to look at and ponder that picture, the beautiful picture of our Lord Jesus' ministry, in the ministry of the high priest. Holiness to the Lord. Our Lord Jesus was the holy, sinless Son of God. He was our high priest who offered himself as a sacrifice in order to bear our iniquities once and for all, and to make us righteous and holy before God. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us." God has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And so, as believer priests before God, we are a holy nation. We are a royal priesthood. Peter would describe us as lively stones, offering up spiritual sacrifices that is acceptable to God by Christ Jesus. And Peter, just like Paul, said the same thing concerning who the Christian is, that indeed we are priests before God, high priests before God. We can go to the Holy of Holies in order to meet with God And this is the great role that we play. And what did Peter say, like Paul said, 1 Peter 1:15 to 16, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. In conclusion, God's choice of the high priest, verse 1, and God's prescribed robe for the high priest. Our calling, our conduct, they must match. And it is this holiness to the law. Are we living up to this high calling that God has given to us to be holy instrument and vessels before God? If we are not, then may the Lord cause us to search our hearts and come before Him with a heart of repentance. If we have backslided, then God would want us to turn around and come back to Him, make right with Him, that we may indeed be the man, the woman that God has made us to be. Believer priest before a holy God. May the Lord help us. Let us pray.